So I'm going to essentially just talk through my journey of running a few Facebook ads. These two ads are unrelated. One of them is an affiliate ad offer. The second one was a jewelry ad offer. It's technically a drop shipping service. And for both of these two different campaigns, I ran three ad sets, one ad in each ad set. And I think for both of them, the only difference between the ads was the placement. So I had one ad set that was for desktop and mobile, another one for just mobile, another one for just desktop, and that's for each campaign. And I'm just gonna kind of talk through what I did, how I set it up, and what the results were, and then what my conclusions were. So I hope you guys enjoy it and you find value in it. So for the first ad, the affiliate ad, I ran that targeting Europe as a region, the entirety of Europe. I set the ad up to again run $5 a day for 48 hours. Three ad sets at $5 a day for 48 hours. It ended up costing me about, let's see, $28.51. And I got 220 clicks from all three ads combined. And it ended up costing me about 13 cents a click. And that's pretty low, in my opinion. 13 cents a click, which makes this really good. I got a lot of clicks from that. I didn't get a lot of, it went through an opt-in page, and then it went straight to the offer, and then the offer had their own like funnel. It didn't convert a lot into the opt-in page, I think because the funnel that I was using, the software that I used, was actually messing up that day. And so I might not have been able to see it from my computer, but I guess the software itself was kind of messing up. So for some like devices or browsers, the styling wasn't coming up, so it didn't really look that good. So that's I attribute like my not getting a lot of opt-ins to that reason. Which is crazy and dumb because I got a lot of clicks for so low. And I have for this affiliate offer, I've also advertised this offer via solo ads. So solo ads are usually just single ads. It's like when people allow you to run ads via their own email list, and they just allow you to use, the list to run the ads. You pay them to be able to do that. And I did that through Udemy, Udimi.com. Hit them up if you would like to. I guess I could put a link in the caption if you guys can even like click on those, because Anchor's kind of funny with links. But yeah, I've run my ads through solo ads before, and to get maybe 200 clicks would cost me like $80 or something. That's on the cheap side too. To get 200 clicks, they will be kind of high priced. They will probably cost me like about 30 cents a click, 50 cents a click, as high as 70 cents a click, really. And they always sell on the fact that, most sellers over deliver, but that's kind of a given, So having 13 cents a click for over 200 clicks on a Facebook ad, which is highly, highly easily retargetable, is pretty crazy awesome. So I got those clicks. It was really good. Again, technical error on my part. That's why it didn't work that well. I think the reason that it worked and I got so many clicks, but so little money, is because of the audience. And I'll explain that a little bit after I get done explaining what happened with the jewelry ad. So stay tuned. So the next ad I ran, or the next campaign, I should really say, is the jewelry campaign. So this campaign, again, this is unrelated to my affiliate offer. They have nothing to do with each other. But for this campaign, I also ran it for 48 hours. I ran three ads, or three ad sets that each had one ad in it each, and I targeted the United States of America. Of course, different interests. And different like languages and things like that for this ad because it's targeting targeting the United States, and it's about jewelry. It's not about the affiliate offer that I was advertising for. But this one, I ended up paying $27.97 for 31 clicks. 31. That ended up being about 90 cents per click for an ad that ran for 48 hours, and it cost me nearly $30. The reason I think that this ad did so poorly was because of the audience, because I was targeting the United States. And what I didn't really understand, because I knew that this was a fact, kind of, but I didn't really understand it, is that the United States is overpriced. Or maybe it's its correct pricing model, honestly. Everybody targets the United States because it's a lot easier to sell to the United States. It's a lot easier to ship things to the United States. It's just easier overall. And the market is different. The market is different in the United States versus Europe. That's why with my affiliate ad, I got a lot of clicks from that, because the market in Europe is a lot different. It's underpriced. It's not as expensive as it is in the United States, because people don't really target Europe like that. They really don't. My apologies for the vibration. I just got a text. So, after these campaigns, and, you know, I didn't make money from either one. Let me put that out there. I didn't make money from either one. But I saw the potential, and I saw what I could do, and I saw how I could make money. So this next campaign, I'm going to push the jewelry ad again. Another 48 hours, 3 ad sets. Going to do almost the exact same thing, except I'm not going to target the United States. I'm going to target Europe. Now, I could have been upset. I could have been irritated because nothing worked. But I didn't. And in the next segment, I'm actually going to tell you why. And so for the final installation of this episode, the reason why I'm not upset or mad at the results that I got from both of the campaigns is because at the end of the day, I found out what didn't work. You know, you might consider it a failure, quote unquote, but to me, I found out what wasn't working. And I found a way to get to where I can find a better solution. You know, I'm going to combine and use the information that I got from both campaigns to create an even better campaign. And that, to me, is how you make things work for you. That, to me, is how you figure out the solution to the problems. Because when it comes to marketing, everything is broken. You know, that this is what I'm figuring out. Like, everything is broken. There is no surefire, this is going to work 100% of the time. No matter what the Facebook gurus might tell you in their ads that they're promoting towards you. You know, you have to find your own way. You have to test everything. You might have a theory, but you don't know if that theory is going to be a reality unless you test it. And when you test things, you have to put up your own money. You know, you have to be willing to give up and to sacrifice a little bit to find out if it's worth it. And at the end of the day, it can all be worth it as long as you keep going. You know, I could be really upset that I didn't get any money or any short-term returns from both of these campaigns. I could be upset at that, you know, but what I figure is that I bought data. I bought measurements. I bought information. I'm able to find out, okay, you know what? This doesn't work as well. So maybe I should try it in a different way. Maybe next time I'll change the ad's creative instead of just the demographic. Maybe I'll try an entirely different new ad using the information that I got from the other two campaigns. Like, I can do so much now. So it's not about what you didn't do. It's a
or it's not about what you didn't win this time, it's about what you could win. So I would love to hear your guys's like testimonials or stories, if you heard something like this or if you went through something like this. Let me know if you like this. I really appreciate it. If you like this episode, please clap it up for me one time if you're on Anchor. I would love to just kind of hear what you guys have to say about this, because I know I'm not the only one who's a newbie, pretty much, and it's just trying things out. It can be really nice to get some perspective. Again, if you wanted to run your own email solo ads, like I said in the past two episodes, you can just go to bit.ly/KSHUDIMI. I will also put this in the caption. If you actually use that link, you'll be able to get $5 off. So it might be something worth investing in. So thanks, you guys, for listening. Again, I appreciate it. Please clap it up for me if you like this. If you don't, let me know about that too. Call in. I want to hear all perspectives and all feedback. So I appreciate it. Until next time.